Welcome to another episode of Innovation Fuel. I am Gellar Farhadian.
And I am Dave Kiran. Innovation Fuel is a bi-weekly business podcast brought to you by University Canada West. We aim to bring new stories by entrepreneurs, business owners, and key industry professionals.
So far, we have explored diverse business models and how entrepreneurs are innovating and adapting to our current environment.
Make sure you check out our other episodes at www.ucanwest.ca/innovationfuel. So, Galari, venture capitalists. What's the difference between venture capitalists and investors? Are they all the same?
It's a good question, you know. I think that it's a question for many people, that where they have to go and ask for money. What I do think is that venture capital is more than investors. It can help you how to build your business, grow your business, and put you on another stage of your business life cycle. Especially for entrepreneurs that never had a business experience before, or they don't have any business background. So I think that the venture capital, they can help them. It's beyond the money. What do you think?
Yeah, do you think it's like, you know, is it more of a mentorship and a more of an alignment with someone in a special space that understands that focus area?
I think that they can help you in many ways in different areas. They can help you on the marketing. They can help you on the developing your product, help you to change your segments, you know, helping you to think again about your business and where do you want to go.
So more of a hands-on approach versus a hands-off approach. So instead of just getting money to help grow your business, and them wanting to see the return and checking back with you to see the return, you're getting more of that, like that a little bit more of a hand-holding, a little bit more of like, hey, let me support you in this area. I know this area, how I can help you with this, how I can, you know, direct you or guide you. Does that sound like more of where the venture capital piece is?
I think that, and I think they are more taking the partnership approach. Be a partner of your business. But in this is they have a different type of contract. It's not just to be partner of your company. They can be partner of your revenue. They can be part of your growth. You know, they have a different type of contract they can have with the entrepreneur or founder. But for me, what is interesting is how they pick a founder. You know, what they can see in the product or business idea or the founder, you know. Because the business idea will change during your journey. For example, do you remember the Up guys that we talked about it? So he started with the whole pharmaceutical delivery. Then he changed the business idea to the just a men health, you know? So your idea change, but the person behind the idea never changed. That is the beauty of this entrepreneurship is as well.
Yeah, I think you're right, Galari, and I think there is some quite a difference here between what a venture capitalist is and an investor is today, and I think we're going to cover it today in our discussion. So without further ado, Galari, let's ignite this episode of Innovation Fuel.
Today's episode is Amir Vuhushi, founding manager partner of Seven Gate Venture Capital in Vancouver. He came with an engineering background and he was a founder of many entrepreneurs. And he was the investors, venture capitalist, mentors for a lot of successful mobile commerce and e-commerce. So if you want to have more information about them, you can go for 7gate.vc.
Well, welcome, Amir. It's great to have you on our show today. You know, typically, Amir, we like to have our listeners typically like to know a little bit about our guests on our show and typically want to know how they ended up where they are. What was their entrepreneurial journey and why, and how did that end you up in, you know, working, you know, launching Seven Gate and this venture capitalist settlement?
Hi, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. I think I'd better, you know, explain about my journey, because it's not just about being as a partner in a VC industry, because actually I'm a serial entrepreneur, because I made lots of, you know, ventures, by my own when I was in my country in Iran. And then when I came to Canada in end of 2014, and, you know, I found that there is another opportunity here to build a firm, a family office venture capital to invest in, you know, seed stage and pre-seed stage companies. But back to my background, which was in Iran, I had lots of experiences in e-commerce, in building mobile services, mobile applications, and those things. In Iran, there was a startup, and there is actually a startup ecosystem, which is fantastic. And there are a lot of entrepreneurs who are active in that area. I had this chance to work with those people, especially I made some cases, like, for example, in our in the company that I made before, which is called Rahnema in Iran. We had the, you know, a digital marketing arm, which is in advertising and mobile advertising, or in music industry, which is biptunes.com. I've been one of the founders, or I better say the co-founders of the platform of, you know, Televebion, which was the TV streaming, live streaming of Persian TV, and lots of more. But when I came here in 2014, I saw that again here, especially for the immigrant entrepreneurs, there is another opportunity for us to help them to grow their companies and also help them to get the minimum fund, especially for the people that they are new to the community, like Persian immigrant entrepreneurs, or the people who are interested in, you know, trying their chance to create their own companies. So me and my partner both decided to make this happen, actually. And we started investing in many cases. So far, we have invested in more than 25 cases, not just in Vancouver, in all over Canada and also in US. And most of them are Persian, you know, entrepreneurs, because we had good connection with them, and also we have now. Actually, I have a very, very good network with Persian talents, especially the people who are coming from Iran to the Canada, or the people that are now in Iran and would love to come to Canada as an immigrant and do their own businesses here. This is the journey that lots of people had their life, like me, like the other people that you may know them, that they would love to, you know, try their chance of creating a new company, especially as an international venture, not just a local venture, which is Canada is the best platform, I think, or in the country to make this happen. You know, when we are talking about Canada, Canada is one of the best places for immigrants culturally, and also the good connection with the you know, large companies and enterprises, especially the companies who are in US, like Amazon, Microsoft, Google, whatever. So in this way, they can create their own products and use this opportunity to, you know, connect this opportunity to the ecosystem, which is not in Canada, but it's in North America, which is actually one of the biggest source of capital, and also we can say everything in this regard, which is in US. So the way that we are thinking now is helping people, finding them, helping them to create their own products, and giving them minimum fund that they need. And then it's like a bridge to help them to transfer their, you know, potentials to the US market, especially because we think, like the other companies who are active here, they are not selling or giving the service to the Canadian people. They are thinking to, you know, broadcast their service in everywhere, like Europe, like, you know, in US, everywhere. So this is the chance, I think. And we are in this, you know, journey, actually.
So when we think, and I think this is the biggest question, Amir, and I just want to start this journey on this element. When we think VCs, venture capitalists, and we think investors, what's the difference between a venture capitalist and an investor?
You know, actually, every VC is an investor, but not every investor has a VC mindset. Because when you're talking about VC mindset, you have to have some elements like understanding the business, especially understanding the way of growth. Because when we are talking about startups, the main thing that we have to make sure which is happening is the potential growth in that company. You know, most people think that if you have a company which is a small business and have a technology edge, it could be a startup, but it's not. You know, when we're talking about startup, we need to see how the company could grow very, very fast. Because if they cannot do that, it doesn't mean that they are a good case as a startup. So VC firms are the people who have this insight or mindset, whatever, that they can find those companies and also those people who can create those ventures. So as long as you are as an investor in the industry, it doesn't mean that you can find those cases. But if you have the hat of a VC in this industry, you have to insight to find those companies based on this criteria that I've told. This is the difference, actually, I think.
So how do people find you, or what kind of a strategy you have to find people? Means have a business idea or they have a product already. I think that is a big challenge first, how they find them, then evaluate them.
Yeah. You know, like every business, when you think to start that, you need to do some cases as a sample, and then after getting famous or more attraction on those things, you can increase or you can differentiate more yourself from the other cases in the market. For example, when I came to Canada, I decided to start investing in many cases with a small check size. For example, our investments was close to 50K or 100K, not much more. But because in many cases, maybe less than that. It was just because we would like to show that we are ready to invest and we have the belief that we can make it possible. So we made some investments, actually lots of investments of those 25 investments was in the first 2 years. After that, some other people that they found us as a VC in the market, they came to us. And then we started our, pick and choose scenario. So for example, in the first days, we invested in 1 of 10, but in third year, for example, in 2017, we found just 3 cases or 4 cases from maybe 300 cases, because we had lots of requests from everywhere. Actually, you can see in my mailbox every day, lots of people are in contact us and asking for funding. But we just, at this time, we have the ability to pick and choose the best cases. But the first days, we didn't have. So this was the strategy to find and have a position in the market. The second one is actually the way that we are, our contribution with the teams. We say that Sevengate is we are a family office venture. It's our own money that we are investing. We do not have any LPs This is just me and my partner. And in Sevengate, we have, I can say, an ability to find good founders. It's based on the insight, you know, after investing in many cases, more than actually, I think, so far, 75 cases in Iran and here. After seeing a pitch from someone, I can say, hey, this is not a good case. This is a good idea, but this guy is not a good person for making that happen. Or this is a good guy, but this idea is not fit to him. Or this is a good company, good person, but he doesn't have good co-founders. We have to help him to find someone else to make it happen. So these are the things that we learned a lot about that, but just based on experience, without you know, there is no way that I can say you can learn from a academic way. There are lots of, you know, lecturers on the web, but it's most of the time I say when I'm talking about something, I'm talking about my journey. I'm not talking about, for example, the Facebook journey or Apple's journey, because I saw all the things in these actually 10 years that we were in investment, journey. So our main focus is finding the founders, which are the best cases for that idea that they are, pitching to us. So this is the very difficult, you know, bet actually on a company and a person and the team to see how they could make it in next 3 or 4 years. Because when they came to us, for example, they are, most of them are at the, you know, MVP or at the idea stage or the minimum, you know, product that they've made. So we need to, you know, imagine that, can we see them that they can make it in next 3 or 4 years and maybe in 10x valuation compared to the valuation that we are entering in the company or not?
So you need a minimum viable product.
Yeah.
You need a founder or a team, mm-hmm. right? So, but it's still not all the products it suits you, right? So it means that you're focusing on, based on your portfolio, you're just focusing on e-commerce, am I right?
Not e-commerce. You can see telemedicine, e-commerce, marketplaces, hardware. We had many journeys. You know, it's not just about e-commerce. My background mostly is in e-commerce, but the best case, for example, that we invested so far was a company in medical devices in US. Mm-hmm. Two founders, both of them were Persian, but they made something like the company called Arinex. You can check it out on the web. We invested in that case when they were in a, you know, earlier stage. Their valuation was less than $5 million at that time. But they had a very good exit last year. The company called Stryker bought that company for a very good, valuation. And it wasn't in e-commerce. It was in medical devices. And, you know, the interesting thing is after that acquisition, we got a lot of, you know, emails from telemedicine and medical entrepreneurs, I mean, or in that industry.
Okay, I still am not, for me, it's not very clear if the person will come to you, how you evaluate them. So you can say that, okay, I have a pitch, right? What do you see in their pitch? That you think that, oh, it's good. Or sometimes you say that, okay, this is a good guy, but the idea doesn't fit.
There are many things. The first is about founder or co-founders, maybe. We saw many cases that the founders are involved in the company, but not they are committed to the company. There is a difference. For example, I say this, it's like a joke, but it's very important. For example, in egg and bacon, in your breakfast, the hen or the chicken has an involvement, and she puts the egg in your breakfast. But the pig is committed to your breakfast because you are eating the meat, and it's his or her meat. You know, it's very important that when you are seeing a founder, finding that he or she is committed to the business, or she has an involvement in the business. If she has an involvement, we say no. But if she's committed, we say yes. This is the first. So how we can find this, it's based on our experience. I cannot explain. Case by case, it's different. The second one is how they understand their business and how we can see and understand their business as well. Because we have the same mindset as they have in their business. For example, if they are talking about, about medical, if I can't understand their business, I cannot give them right mentorship or ideas or whatever. So sometimes maybe our ideas could distract them, and it's not the best way to deal with them. Or maybe we are not the right choice to be as a partner for them. You know, when we're talking about startup at the seed stage, it's like a daycare or preschool teacher. You know, they have to trust us, and they need to understand them very well. Our relationship, our contribution is very important. If we cannot understand their values, maybe we will give them wrong, advices, and at last, maybe it's not. It's a bad scenario for both of us. So again, we need to have this same picture as a product and the company. Both of us think about the same about the company, the same thing. The third one is depends on the level of the of that company. We can say how. We have to find out their position of growth in the business. Maybe I have to make sure that they have found their flywheel, which is an engine of growth in their company, which is very, very important when we're talking about startups. And the third one at last is the product market fit, which is, after many pivots, maybe they have to make sure that this product is the best way to target the audience or the potential customers. And in this way, then they can grow very fast. So if we can see those things at the, at their pitch or in their product team, whatever, then we decide to invest.
So a clear value proposition is what you're looking for once you've identified the individual, and the individual has the right makeup, meaning that they're invested in it, they're committed to it, they're committed to the idea, and then they have a clear valuation. But do we need to see proven sales here? You say the flywheel. When you talk about the flywheel and the engine of growth, like, do we need to see like actual proven sales, or would you still fund an idea at an idea element?
Actually, most of the cases that we are investing are not at the stage of selling something or making revenue. They are at the stage of creating the product. But we have to understand that they know what is the best, or the wow factor in their business. For example, when you're talking about a streaming business, for example, live TVs, whatever, it depends on where you have this business. For example, when we had this business in Iran, the main thing was creating the best live experience, because at that time, the main issue for the people was the connection. We doesn't have any we don't have any issue at that time in preparing the content, because the content was available. We need to make it available online for many users at the same time. So handling that was the main value at that company. You know, in every cases, the founders, and actually we as a, I don't know, advisor, whatever, mentor, we need to have the same and exact point of view that where we have to focus on it, because this is very important. And the reason that most of the time I say that strategy is a very, very important part of this is because in this way, we have to understand where to focus first and which is the most important strategic landmark that you have to consider. These are the things that we help those companies, actually.
Mm-hmm. So you will find what is their product, what is the strength of their product, right? And how this the product can be fit to the audience, and what kind of problem they are solving. And if both of you are talking in the same way and you have the same strategy, you have the same approach, and they, the founders, they have potential to do it, they have a skin on the game, or they have involvement, no, in commitment, they have the commitment. So it's a good match for you.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's not, you know, 100% guaranteed for, exactly. for having this. Yeah, but this is the way that we can decrease the the chance of failure, actually, or increase the chance of success in our investment cases.
You know, this is, for example, do you know my problem here is that if I want to advise someone. Okay, now it's the best time to go to talk with the venture capitals.
Mm-hmm.
For example, students come, they have a good business idea, they are committed, but this is just the idea on the paper. They cannot come to you, or they can.
Actually, they can, but however, one of the best investments that we made so far, the first date that we did was everything on the paper. Which is Spocket, actually. The company called Spocket. The founder is Saba Mohepur. At that time, everything was in his mind. And we had a lot of discussions about how we can make it viable and find the best way. The first thing and the most important thing about Saba at that time was I found that Saba, that he is a very, very good founder. He knows, how to make it and what to do then. And he needs just, support or someone who can believe him. And, we did that. So back to your question, that do we invest in a case which is just maybe on a paper, I can say yes, but it depends on the founder. That founder has to show me that he is very, very, anxious to make it happen. And this is somehow it's like a bet, but based on our experiences, maybe we can understand that he is that person or not. Sometimes maybe we made wrong.
So Amir, it's almost like a gut feeling.
Yeah.
Intuition, a gut feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, they check all the boxes. Oh, wow. Like, okay, I really feel good about this one is another element. That's a feeling moment.
Yeah, yeah, you are right. It's a gut feeling. It's based on intuitive way of understanding and finding. And most of it, it's especially at that part, is based on how we can connect, how we can create something beyond investment. Because when we're talking about earlier stage cases, it's not about money. It's about creating product, creating the business, team, everything. we have to help at that side. Money, I think, is the third or the fourth item which is important in that business. Because we need to first make those things. There is a difference when we're talking about, late stages or pre-seed stages. In pre-seed stages, we are talking about, a company which is at the stage of infant or a baby. We need to take care of them in another way. You know, there is a difference between, teenager and a baby. The way of communication, contribution, everything. However, you need to have money for both of them to make those things happen.
The balance of nurture versus nature, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they have to come from nature and then nurture them, right?
Yeah, so, and Mira, this has been a great conversation. One of the things I'd love to have you back with us to have a conversation about what makes a successful venture and what makes a non-successful venture. And I'm hoping we can maybe do this in an upcoming series. But in the meantime, is there anything we didn't ask you today that you think our listeners, our students can benefit from that you'd like to share with us?
In my experience, two things were very, very important. The first one is how much you are hungry to make something happen. It is very important. And this is the way that you can see the difference of commitment and involvement. So this is very important first. And the second one is actually focus. As long as you are distracted in many ideas, in many cases, doing this, doing that, you cannot make something, because you need to have the resilience and the determination, making something happen. Of course, the first days of the company, are not good days, and you will have lots of challenges. Everyone would like to give you the negative, insights or negative feedback. You cannot make it. If it is so easy, you think, oh, forget it, because lots of people can do it. But, lots of ideas came to the, world with someone who thought at that time that he could make it. And he started with the resilience and determination to make this happen. In my conversation with lots of people, I say that entrepreneurship is like, loving someone. You have to have this in your heart. You have to believe it. If you do not believe that, you cannot make it. So it's very important.
Great words of advice, Amir. I love it.
Thank you, Amir, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Amir. To all business owners out there, we have a fleet of enthusiastic, knowledgeable students here at UCW that can help you with your business through either our capstone project, internship project. So please do reach out to us. And if you think that you have a great story like Amir, or you want to share some of this knowledge that our students can benefit from, our listeners that can benefit from it, please reach out to us at www.ucanwest.ca/innovationfuel.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Amir. I hope you all enjoyed Amir's story as much as we did. Tune in for our next episode.